The Tom Woods Show, episode 1853.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Hey folks, Tom Woods here with John Osterhout today. John is a producer over at Reason TV, and he's just published a really interesting and important video on keeping health costs down through a model called direct primary care that more and more physicians are looking into adopting. And we're going to talk about exactly what that is. You may be familiar with it from previous Tom Woods Show episodes, but it's been a long, long time. And this is a really important topic. You almost can't believe how simple the model is. And yet it makes basic healthcare far, far more affordable than this crazy labyrinth we have to negotiate all the time. So I really want to urge you to check out the video. It's going to be at the show notes page, tomwoods.com/1853, and circulate that among your friends. Make sure they see it, because it really does help to answer a lot of the complaints about what people think is free market healthcare. Well, here's real free market healthcare. Here's a preview of what it would actually be like if only we could have it. So, John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
You're one of the few guests who's actually seen the very room in which the Tom Woods Show is produced.
Oh, yeah. That was a great time. It was at your studio in October for a supporting listeners event. So that was a great time. And it was wonderful to return to the old normal. So thanks for that.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It was great having you and great having all these folks. So let's talk about a video you just made over at Reason TV. I got a note about it from our friend Gene Epstein, who is very good at scouting out good guests and topics for me. And he's one of the most reliable Tom Woods Show listeners ever. And So when I get a note from him, I always open it up and see what he's got to say. And then when I saw that it was you, I thought, I remember that guy. He was over here at the house. I thought, yeah, let's definitely do it. And I love this topic, by the way. I've talked about other practices like the one we'll talk about today. And it really makes people sit up and take notice, especially people who just assumed that within the present system, no good can come, right? That we have to have a complete overhaul of American capitalism or something in order to get affordable healthcare. And then there it is staring you right in the face, despite all the obstacles it faces. It's really surprising. So let's start actually right in, where is this practice located that you talked about? And then I want to talk about what makes it unique.
Sure. The practice is in Northport, Florida. So I believe it's right outside of Sarasota, about an hour south of where I live in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay. And this practice offers very affordable health care. It's got a particular model that seems quite attractive. So how does it work?
Yes, so the model is called direct primary care, and that is essentially just a membership-based relationship with your doctor where you pay usually a monthly fee somewhere in general between $50 and $100, and then you get pretty much unlimited access to your doctor anytime, virtually anytime you want, in person, via email, video chat, whatever. And so that's pretty much the way that it works, and then there's all kind of benefits that come out of that relationship, because it's just like, as the name implies, it's just a direct relationship with your doctor. There's no third party involved. And the main thing that that means is that these doctors, they don't accept insurance and they don't accept Medicare.
Right. But then when you think about what your co-pays are on the insurance, you realize that it's not like you're saving money by going to a practice that takes insurance. When you look at what's offered to you at these things, all kinds of treatments, all kinds of ways of carrying out the visit. So it could be through email, could be video, could be in person, could be out in the parking lot. There are all kinds of different approaches that they can take. And it's just one kind of procedure after another that you could just get as part of your membership. It's like a gym membership or a Costco membership.
Yeah, sure. It's exactly like the doctors that I spoke to like to compare it to a Netflix subscription, I guess, because that has a pretty positive connotation for people. You know, the price that they charge is $75 a month for adults. And then, you know, for a family, you get $30 a month for the first kid and $15 a month for every kid after that. And if you start comparing that to average health coverage costs in the United States, I mean, the average single person premium is around $7,000 a year, and a family premium is now up to around $20,000 a year. And, you know, some of that's going to be covered by your employer, but even your out-of-pocket costs for a single person is still going to be, you're going to have to pay about $1,200 of that premium, or for a family, about $6,000. And that's just for the insurance premium. You don't, that's not including the copay or any of your deductibles, which are quite high as well. So once you start adding up all the various costs associated with having health coverage as opposed to actual health care, the savings really do start to add up when you look at just the direct relationship with the doctor. And then it's much simpler too, because you don't have surprise bills in the mail after you go in and have the procedure or just visit with your doctor. You know, you can just go in, you know the price that you're going to pay, and you don't have to worry about it. And that starts to facilitate a much more comfortable relationship with your doctor, where you don't feel like they're trying to, you know, skin you for every single thing that you talk to them about when you're in their office.
And if I'm remembering the numbers right, that amount of money gets you something like, I don't know, a couple of dozen visits per year, which is way more than I would ever need. And then beyond that, it's $25 per additional visit.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we can see the way this benefits the average person, because you clearly are saving a bundle. And, you know, as we've said, you have a lot of flexible ways of contacting your doctor. In fact, they said that when COVID-19 came along and a lot of people didn't want to go to the doctor's office, they didn't have to sit around and wait for approval for different kinds of ways to see patients. They already had an online way of seeing people because that was convenient for them. They already had these alternative ways of seeing patients. But how does this also benefit the doctors themselves? Why would this be something desirable on the doctor side?
Yeah, well, with any market relationship, you know, it's mutually beneficial. So the doctor gets just as much benefit as the patient does. So in the traditional kind of fee-for-service insurance-based model, doctors, to keep their business going, they have to see on average between 25 or 35 patients a day. And they start getting burned out very quickly. But with the direct primary care model, the average patient per day that these doctors see is 6 to 10. And that's what Dr. Lee Gross in my video and his partner, Dr. Crouch, they do see about 10 now. And they used to see 30 or 40 when they were in the insurance model. So the time that they have to spend per day with each patient just trying to keep their business going is way less. So they're just, their quality of life for the doctor is way higher. And then on top of that, they don't have to deal with all the complicated minutiae of the insurance bureaucracies and trying to figure out what exactly is the right code to send to the insurance company in order for them to get paid. You know, they just have a direct relationship with their patients. So they know every time where their money's coming from, and they know their costs every month, and they know all of their incomes every month, because they just have, you know, this subscription fee, and that's pretty much it. So it saves doctors a huge headache, and it just gives them a much higher quality of life.
Well, I think we need to say, because some people will be curious, what is the name of their practice?
Oh yeah, this practice is actually one of the pioneers in this whole thing, but they're practice is called Epiphany Health in Northport, Florida. Yeah, they started doing this, I think, 10 or 12 years ago, because they originally at the same location were doing the fee-for-service insurance-based model. And after, I don't know, 6 or 8 years or so, they just got fed up. I mean, they couldn't deal with Medicare anymore. Medicare was just making it incredibly difficult for them to keep their doors open and continue to make a living. So, you know, they just had an employer one day who all of their employees were basically seeing Dr. Gross as their doctor. And this employer just said, "Hey, Dr. Gross, I see how much money I'm paying you every month. I'm also seeing how much we're paying the insurance every month. And this makes no sense. Why am I giving this insurance company so much extra money when you and I could just have a direct relationship?" So he said, "You know what? That's a good idea. Why are we insuring these routine costs? I mean, it's the equivalent of using auto insurance to pay for an oil change. It just makes no sense, and it puts a bunch of third parties in between you and the person you're buying the service from. So you can bring the cost way down and by just cutting out all of that insurance." And right. So that's exactly what they did. Yeah,
right. And there are a lot of other problems related to the insurance, because
oh, sure.
Then there wind up being state mandates that the insurance has to cover X, Y, and Z. even though most people will never need X, Y, and Z, so they can't really choose the kind of plan they would want that would be tailored for themselves. It just goes on and on. You know, this episode reminds me of one of my favorites of all time ever on this show is all the way back at, and no, I haven't memorized the numbers of all of them. I looked it up. I cheated just now. Episode 481, almost 6 years ago, with Dr. Josh Umber,
yeah,
who is located in Wichita, Kansas, who has been also urging other doctors to follow this kind of approach. Again, he has a subscription approach. He can even do minor surgeries. He can do stitches. Yeah. He can do all kinds of things. And he's able to get them much lower costs on prescription drugs, on lab work. And there was some reference to lab work in your video that for some reason, the price of that is super high and you can get it down really easily.
Yeah. So basically what these doctors found out is that when you have a bunch of your patients who don't have insurance, you're going to have to figure out ways to get them stuff for a much cheaper price that they have to do outside of your office. So if they need x-rays or blood work or whatever the case is. So they just started doing their own direct contract with these imaging centers and diagnostic labs where they say, hey, diagnostic lab, if I have patients who just want to pay you a cash price, you don't have to worry about insurance, any of that stuff, what would you charge us? And so an example, I talked to a few of Dr. Gross's patients. One of them who has never had insurance in his life used to pay for everything out of pocket even before he had direct primary care. He had blood work done up every single year, and it was, you know, very thorough blood work, and it would cost him somewhere around $500. When he goes through Dr. Gross, he gets the same blood work done for $45. So the cost saving is just insane. And the way that that happens is that much of the cost associated with getting these blood labs done is just the human labor associated with processing the insurance claims and getting paid. So you have all of this administrative bloating that just increases the price. You cut all that away, you can knock the price way down. And so the way that Dr. Gross does it, this might be different from practice to practice, but he just collects the money from his patients. And then at the end of the month, the diagnostic lab just say, hey, we ran this amount of tests for your patients. Here's what you owe us. And he just gives them a lump sum every month. So the patient doesn't even have to worry about, you know, paying them each time. The diagnostic lab just keeps track of how many Dr. Gross's patients they saw and just sends them a bill at the end of the month, makes it way simpler and just cuts a lot of the price way down.
Yeah. So given all this, you would think that people like the physicians you talk to and Dr. Umber and others would be in high demand. For example, when Congress is considering legislation, you know, a lot of times they call in experts to testify. But it's not like congressmen are sitting there waiting to hear the expert testimony to help them make up their minds. They already know how they're going to vote. Right? They've already made that decision on the basis of other factors. But nevertheless, it does make certain people who might otherwise have been obscure high profile because they testified in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that there have to be cases of people doing this kind of direct care who have in fact testified about how have you been able to keep costs so darn low in this system where everybody's complaining about high costs. Are you aware of whether they have indeed been tapped for this purpose?
Oh yeah, Dr. Gross, the main doctor in my video, he has done just that a few times. He met with the Trump administration a few times throughout the last administration, and he's done some of those hearings in front of Congress. And they actually were pretty directly involved with, he runs like a, I believe it's called Doctors for Patient Care. Dr. Gross runs that organization, and they do a lot of lobbying on behalf of direct primary care, trying to make the regulatory structure a little bit more friendly, because there's all sorts of rules that could get in the way of this. You know, for example, there was at least one executive order that helped kind of clarify how direct primary care can be billed and if people can use health savings accounts for them. So I believe the Trump administration put out an order that basically instructed the head of the HHS to like clarify whether or not they could be used. So I think the result of that was now that people can use their pre-tax health saving account dollars to pay for these memberships. So there's a bunch of stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, Tom, we should probably back up and just because in my video, Dr. Gross does say direct primary care is the most free market thing we've seen in healthcare in this country. And so we should probably talk about why that is. It's not just that these doctors get to avoid all of the regulation and bureaucracy associated with getting paid through Medicare and insurance claims. The main thing is actually price transparency.
Yes, right, exactly. Because there's no other industry where you have to just cross your fingers and wait to see what the bill says.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, prices are the cornerstone of capitalism. That's what they make work, and lack of prices in socialism is what makes it impossible, right? So every single patient that I set in on their appointment asked about cost. And when you ask a regular insurance-based doctor about this, they never know what things are going to cost. We're like, well, we're going to have to like send it to the insurance company and see what exactly the price we're going to charge them based on your insurance and then what the deductible is. But no, in this, you can actually, you know what your prices are, and then you can make much more informed decisions. And so this is a really critical point, is that these direct primary care doctors are actually creating essentially a market in healthcare where one essentially had been stomped out by the government and suppressed because there's so many arbitrary prices and costs that are basically just dictated through regulations to insurance companies. And there's so many people who are not really providing any value within that relationship, who are just, you know, playing artificial middleman between these people, just been put there by the government. So the price is the main thing that makes this a free market relationship.
Hey, folks, let's take a quick break to thank our amazing sponsor, Skillshare. I've even had several of my own daughters, Amy, Veronica, and Regina, all testify to the amazing experiences they've had with Skillshare, which is an online learning community for creatives where millions of people come together to take the next step in their creative journey. It's for lifelong learners. It's for creative and curious people. It's for beginners. It's for pros. It's for dabblers. It's for masters. They have classes to fit your schedule and skill level. You can take them anytime you want. They tend to be super short. They get right to the point. You learn exactly what you want to learn. No fluff. And the topics are so broad: illustration, graphic design, photography, creative writing, fine art, music, film and video, but also marketing, productivity, web development, and freelance and entrepreneurship. And as a matter of fact, I just took a class by Justin Genack called Going Freelance, Building and Branding Your Own Success. Because I have daughters who have amazing talents, and they can be building a portfolio, they can be positioning themselves for future success while they're going about their studies as a nice side project. So it teaches them how to do freelancing. Well, folks, explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/woods and get a free trial of premium membership. That's a free trial of premium membership at Skillshare at Skillshare.com/woods. I feel fairly certain that Reason has also done some work talking about the Surgery Center of Oklahoma for this exact reason.
Yeah, Keith Smith was actually the person who put me in contact with Dr. Gross. So Dr. Gross is very involved with the free market medicine movement and the, I can't remember the name of the organization that Keith Smith runs, not his surgery center, but the Free Market Medical Association, I believe is what it's called. He's involved with that. He's gotten awards from them. So yeah, Keith Smith is a big player in this video as well. He got me in contact with Dr. Gross. And actually, Dr. Gross has been working with a hospital in Arcadia, also outside of Sarasota, where he's gotten them to do cash pricing for his patients the same way that Keith Smith does in Oklahoma for his patients. So now he's starting to get not just primary care services for people in that area, but also cash prices for surgeries. And once you start doing that, you're seeing a lot of savings as well.
Right, because that would be maybe the objection to these practices would be, okay, maybe for routine medical treatment or exams, you can get these nice prices, but you know, good luck if you need surgery. And Keith Smith has done great work on that also. Now, I want to point out for any physicians who are listening, who have ever considered adopting this model, that there is a website where you can go that teaches you, in effect, how to transition your practice to direct care. And that's atlas.md. So it's not atlasmd.com, it's atlas.md. And I'll put that on our show notes page, tomwoods.com/1853, where I'm also going to put your video, which people should watch. But there are resources out there and people are doing this. It's just very, very much below the radar. Now, in your video, you talked about the origins of where some of this stuff comes from. In particular, this is a point we've made a number of times on this podcast, but this whole model, as you said, it doesn't make any sense. You don't get insurance against the possibility that you might go to a concert or something. And so if a concert comes up, you go take out an insurance claim. I mean, that none of this makes sense, but we see it going on, this third party payment in healthcare specifically. And there's something kind of odd about that. How and why would that have come about? You actually addressed this in the video.
Yeah. So the origin of this is originally in the tax system. So during World War II, tax rates were really high. And so employers were looking for ways to give their employees basically compensation without having to pay taxes on it. So the IRS started to allow employers to provide health insurance as a form of pre-tax compensation. But if employees wanted to purchase their own health care, they had to do so after their money had already been taxed. So naturally, people started choosing the one that wasn't taxed. And so that led to the system that we have now. And this was basically instantiated in law even further when Medicare came along in, I think it was 1965 or 1966, where they said, okay, so now that we've tied insurance to employment, we got to come up with a way to get this insurance for people who are retired and then who might not have employment that provides them benefits. And then it just, it continued from there because, the middle of the road leads to socialism. So then you have the Affordable Care Act, which had an individual mandate where it said, if you don't have insurance, we're going to fine you. So now it's become compulsory that you have to have insurance. You have to buy this thing that doesn't make any sense.
I'm looking at their website right now, by the way. It's epiphanyhealth.org. And you've already said what part of Florida it's in. And sure enough, they're talking about inexpensive prescription medications, $75 a month to be part of the practice. This includes office visits and medically necessary in-office testing without copays. That you can look at the entire slate of benefits there. why not do this?
Yeah, it's astonishing. And there's a website, I think it's DPC Frontier, Direct Primary Care Frontier. They have a mapper, it's probably mapper.dpcfrontier.com, where they have dots on the map for every direct primary care or even hybrid versions where you have some doctors who have a membership base like this, but they might still accept some form of insurance. They have all of this mapped out. And there's over 1,400 of them in the country. There's, as far as I could tell, there's at least one in every single state, except for, I didn't see one in South Dakota, which seemed weird. But as far as I know, there's not one in South Dakota. So there's a market opportunity for some doctor, but they have them in every single state, Puerto Rico, DC, and except South Dakota. So there's probably one near everyone. I know in my area, there's tons of options. I mean, my wife, after I started shooting this video, I told her about, kind of the astonishing benefits that are included with this type of doctor-patient relationship. And this was something that really appealed to her because she always has a lot of questions for her doctor and they never have enough time for her. So we found a doctor near us who charges below the average. I mean, we pay him $42 a month. So it's insane. And, we have insurance through our employers, but this is just, we know the cost. We don't have any surprises. So it's just a way better way to take care of your healthcare and take that personal responsibility for your own health.
Well, I'm going to put all these websites at tomwoods.com/1853 along with your video, but I'm at dpcfrontier.com. And you're right, I'm looking at the map and I'm looking at all the practices in Orlando, which would be the closest place for me, that follow this pattern. And one of them, my favorite restaurant in the entire world, happens to be located in Orlando. I've eaten all over the place, but my favorite fine dining restaurant is Chatham's Place Restaurant, and it's located at 7575 Dr. Phillips Boulevard in Orlando. Well, apparently in that same area, also 7575 Dr. Phillips Boulevard, Suite 120, is Velez Family Health, which is a direct primary care place. So I could go there, get my health taken care of, and then ruin my health by overeating at this in the same trip.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, they're everywhere and they're a great option for people. And this is one example of the free market really just working in practice. And you could see throughout the course of COVID-19 and all of the hysteria associated with that. I mean, by May of last year, only half of primary care doctors in the country were saying that they had enough cash to stay open for the next 4 weeks because their business model was so dependent on having people come into their office and actually file insurance claims that when people were getting scared and not going to the doctor, they just started going out of business. So we're apparently in this, the worst healthcare crisis we've seen, you know, since the Spanish flu, and we're closing doctors' offices because the system that the government has created in healthcare is so exceedingly inflexible and not resilient that they can't even stay open for 2 months after people start getting scared of a disease, which is the exact time you'd think you'd want to have access to your doctor. So it's astonishing.
Well, that's certainly right. That is what, of course, we would want. I can't help pointing out, I don't know anything about Dr. Velez. I don't know anything about her practice, but I clicked on the website to her, you know, right next to that restaurant that I love, and a pop-up appears on the screen. And it says, as of January 1st, 2021, we will no longer be in network with any health insurances or Medicare. Dr. Velez is transforming her practice to a direct primary care model. We are excited to invite you to join this revolution in healthcare that is exploding across the country. So this is a very recent convert to mm-hmm. this model. And that just thrills me. Like, I already have a doctor, but I'd like to go talk to her. This is just great.
Yeah, it's really something, one of these white pills that you don't hear a lot about, because, you know, when Dr. Gross was starting his practice, he was telling me there may be a dozen doctors doing a model like this, and they didn't even have a name for it back then. And now they're everywhere. You know, there's, you know, close to 1,500 now. And it's something where, you know, people are just saying, you know, this thing, whether they're ideological or not, this model that just so happens to be much more free market in nature actually works. So we're gonna take it, you know, and it's great. It's great for me because when I'm making videos that are arguing for the free market, I have a wonderful example of it working in real time. And I also have this doctor who happens to be pretty well versed in economics and gave a really quick 1 minute explainer of how prices develop in the free market that I put at the end of the video. And it just works out wonderfully. So I kind of get the practical example of these ideas working. And then I do also get to slip in some economics lessons in this video for people as well, and start to kind of eat away at the underlying ideology that has people fighting against free markets.
Well, it's all excellent. And I'm really glad you did it. I'm glad we had an opportunity to talk about this because people should know about it, because not everyone has listened to episode 481 of the Tom Woods Show. So now episode 1853 can do exactly the same work that one did. So definitely check out the show notes page, because that's going to have the video we've been talking about and a few of the websites that'll help you find out more information. So tomwoods.com/1853. And John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom. Pleasure to be here.
Okay, folks, that's going to do it for us for today. I hope you enjoyed this discussion of an important topic, because it sure would inform the discussion of healthcare if we could get more people even to be aware of it. So definitely check out the video. And if you like and appreciate what goes on here in the Tom Woods Show, head over to supportinglisteners.com and see all the goodies you get as a supporter of the Tom Woods Show. It's unbelievable. It's an embarrassment of riches, really. Let me give you a preview. Of course, we have one more episode coming up tomorrow, but next week, I have a theme week coming up next week. And not all of you will know the guest I'm featuring for an entire week next week, but it's Gary Chartier, who is a distinguished scholar. He's got numerous publications under his belt from top academic institutions. And he is what we call a left libertarian. And I want to talk to him and flesh out some ideas. He is, I think, the best they've got, and a very nice guy too. And I'm sure we don't see eye to eye on everything, but he's capable of having cordial conversation, which we've done numerous times before with him on the show. And he writes about so many different topics. There's no shortage of things for us to talk about together. But in a spirit of ecumenism, we're going to have Gary Chartier Week next week. So I hope you'll enjoy that. Anyway, one more episode coming your way this week. Thanks for listening.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.